This is Stefan Koopmanschap for PHP Benelux, and tonight we're introducing another speaker, or actually we're introducing two speakers, because we have one presentation with two speakers, being Patrick Allard and Davide Mendolia. Patrick, could you first introduce yourself?
Hi, Stefan. Yes. Well, I'm a developer at Easy System, where I'm working actually on Easy Publish. I also lead the development of a PHP extension. We will talk about it later, APM. On my spare time, I hack a little bit PHP. I also contributed on the LDAP extension and to many other open source projects. And more recently, I joined the great team of the PHP Benelux staff. And you can find me way too much time on the internet.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Davide, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure, Stefan. Yes, I was working a few times ago in OSI Belgium, that is now merged with Dataflow, one of the sponsors of the event. And I was working there with Patrick during almost 3 years. I'm working now on 20. It's the main website here in Spain. I'm living now in Spain for sure, and it's also the biggest social network here. And like as Patrick said, that we are working on some open source projects like APM that we will talk later, and also I'm webmaster of the website phpci.net. That is dedicated to information about continuous integration in PHP, of course.
Yes, excellent. I know that website. That's very good. Maybe, Davide, you could start with explaining to us what is APM and PIMBA, because you're going to talk about that during the conference.
Yeah, exactly. APM, it's an extension that we started to develop together with Patrick more than 1 year ago now. It's basically like other extension that we know in PHP, like APC or Xdebug. But this one is really dedicated to monitoring and error handling. And yeah, we start to design this extension to be able to handle now error in PHP in another way than have it storing in just a file. And be able to parse this data and to have multiple solutions to handle this error management. So we are developing this extension with keeping in mind that we can develop multiple backends to store it like in a database or for now SQLite, and for in the future or near future sending like SNMP trap or all other possibilities that people need or want to ask.
Okay, nice. And so what is PIMBA about? Because I also noticed PIMBA in your description.
Maybe Patrick can give more info about it.
Okay.
Yes, PIMBA is also an extension of PHP, making use of a special MySQL environment, and which is dedicated to monitoring, but monitoring of performance. So APM is for error reporting, while PIMBA has a completely different scope. It can be used on production environment to collect a lot of statistics and to gather metrics about the performance of a live system. This is quite unique, as with the current existing solutions, most of the time it has an impact on the performance, where being built in C and making use of UDP protocol, there is very, very few performance overhead with PIMBA.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really a nice architecture of PIMBA it's made, and I think we will present it during our talk, that they really did good choice, that the impact is always more or less the same on your architecture, on your live on your live site, and it's working very well.
Maybe we can say already that pinback comes from PHP is not a bottleneck anymore.
That's a very nice acronym. So that sounds very good, but aren't there enough like monitoring tools and applications out there already for PHP and for other systems?
Yes, there are already other monitoring applications, but both tools we will present here have their own features, and they do not overlap on each other. They are both free software, which becomes more and more important, especially because of the success of cloud computing. The cost should come from the hardware exclusively, not from the software stack. The monitoring with Pinba or with APM can also plug with other open source tools. For example, Pinba could easily be developed with a data gathering tools. I don't remember the name of.
Yeah, like Cacti or Nagios or other tools like this one.
Yes, collecting info with RRD, for example. So they play more together than trying to do everything, being more specialized on their precise goal, and then being able to communicate with the other tools.
Right, so this is also why you pulled apart APM and Pinba to separate projects then?
Yes, we thought at first to also monitor some performance inside APM. But as it was extremely well done with Pinba and with a better design and made for performance, we decided not to have overlap, thinking that every solution may be better if they are specialized, and you can certainly have both systems on the same environment.
Right.
Both tools are also open to community-driven development, and the user feedbacks are very important and taken into account. This way we can really take the advantage of open source, and this is something quite unique, as there are for now almost only proprietary tools in the scope of monitoring.
Yes. One more thing, it's also that We are currently developing APM, so like Patrick said, that feedback are really welcome. And Pinba, yeah, we discovered it like at the beginning of the year, and we was thinking also to develop this kind of feature to have performance, but then we discovered this extension for PHP that's open source, and we said, okay, we will let it this job to this to this extension.
Right. So you both mentioned that you're currently developing on APM. So what is the state? Is it stable already?
Yeah, in fact, it's stable. We can't really say that. I mean, it's old features are working well, and it's not the problem to put the name stable. The problem is more coming, it's not enough tested. We don't have enough feedback from the community. So we don't want to push this word on our release. For now, we're still putting beta. The main reason is because we want to add more feature before having an official release 1.0 or other.
Right. So Patrick, could you perhaps spam your URL so people can have a look at it and give you some feedback?
Yes, sure. Pinba is quite easy. You can write pinba.org. You will directly come on the website. And for APM, it is now introduced in Pickle. So for those who know the Pickle repository, APM is present there aside the other extension like APC, the alternative PHP cache.
Ah, that's nice. So you can just install it using the Pickle tool.
Yeah, exactly.
Normally,
yeah.
It should be working.
Yeah.
If it's not, it's Davide's fault.
Right, okay. So some last question for those listening that are attending the conference. Who should attend your talk? Is it mostly developers or administrators or managers that should come to your talk?
Yeah, I think both developer and administrator should come and seeing our tools, what we present, and how they can benefit of that. And if they fit their needs and giving feedback on what they want or what they think is the best for them.
I may say that Pinba is probably more for administrators on big systems because of the complexity of the solution, but also the power behind it. While APM may have a scope which is rather different, because it can a simple developer can benefit of him just to show the errors, being able to sort in a nice graphical user interface the type of the different error types, where a system administrator can collect everything through SNMP, or even a hosting company may want to provide more advanced error reporting than just a log file. So APM has a larger scope because it is designed as a framework for monitoring those errors.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. It is very informative, and I'm really looking forward to your talk at the conference. Davide, do you have any last words for the people that are currently listening that will be coming to the conference? Why should people go to your talk and not the other one?
What I can say, we really enjoy to present our tools, and I think you should come if you think you need more monitoring, if you want to better experience for your user, if you want to save money, yeah, come to us.
Okay, and Patrick, do you have any reason why people should go to your talk and not the RegEx talk in the other room?
RegEx, you just learned that to school.
Well, not every PHP developer has a computer science background, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. It can be interesting also to talk with people having touched the C code behind PHP. We may talk with people interested in knowing how is an extension built. Those person can certainly join us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much again for your time, and I'll see you in Antwerp.
Yeah. Yes, Stefan. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.